Brian Helsworth at the 2019 Missouri Pork Expo. It's always good to see Don Nickodem. See Don a couple times a year, usually here, and it seems like at the State Fair in Sedalia. And we'll touch on the weather in a moment. First of all, huge turnout today. It's packed. Every time I come here, you've got booths, you've got people, a lot of pork producers.
Certainly do, Brian. We're really pleased. The turnout and the pre-registration has been excellent. Fact is, we had record numbers sign up for lunch or dinner tonight and breakfast tomorrow. We do have Governor Mike Parson be with us for dinner tonight, which that might help some, I guess. But, great attendance here. Our trade show sold out early this year, and we have a excellent set of program topics that have been going on in seminars. We've got a couple ongoing right now to deal with foreign animal disease and deal with slats in buildings, and there'll be some other pork quality assurance activities and things throughout the day. So a lot of things happening. We're standing here in the trade show auction area right now. We've got a huge number of silent and live auction areas. The live auction items will be offered for sale tonight at the banquet, so it should be fun.
A big turnout. How is the pork industry doing?
Well, I think good. We're in a growth mode. We've been adding a considerable number of sows to the Missouri herd, and we have several underway right now. Market prices aren't as good as we'd like them. The outlook seems to be pretty positive, though. I think some of the trade issues are kind of culminating and going to get put together here. We're hopeful the Mexico trade deal gets finalized shortly. I know there's talks with China now. So we're optimistic those things will come to fruition here, and that'll help bolster our markets considerably.
The fact you've got the governor coming here is significant. He's a farmer. You've known him. Mike Parson, what do you think?
Great guy. I mean, we've supported Mike ever since he first ran for the House. I mean, he's just down-to-earth, solid kind of guy, and just proud to have somebody like that in the governor's chair. I mean, you don't get too many governors that get agriculture like Governor Parson does, and it's kind of unique that we have also a lieutenant governor right now that's an Aggie,
right. And
folks that deal with those kind of things understand how important it is, and those are two people in the right place, and we're very, very, very fortunate to have that.
Two final questions I'll open up to you. I ask you in Sedalia at the time. It was hot. We were in an air-conditioned building, and I ask you about the drought. Here it is. It's been raining every day, ice, snow. Has that impacted your producers?
Oh, it always is an impact. I mean, these guys know they deal with weather. That's part of the reality of being in the business. We went from dry summer to wet fall, and so it's a challenge, but it's something these guys, they're good at. I mean, the thing I say about the people in the pig business today is that, wow, they are unbelievably good at raising pigs, and just proud bunch of guys and gals to work with from my perspective, and they're always focused on what can we do better.
And you've got a lot. I see a lot of young producers here. That was the final question I ask you in Sedalia. The average age of a farmer, 58, according to Chris Chin. Mm-hmm. But as I look around, I see a lot of FFA and younger producers, too. That's important.
We have probably over 200 youth involved in our show pig program, and a lot of those are here today. We have an in-the-show ring training seminar that's been going on this morning, so that's one reason you see a lot more of the kids here for that. Actually, it's dampened a little bit, but the weather, kids have been out of school so much due to bad weather that it was hard maybe for a few of them to get away again. So nevertheless, yeah, we've got a lot of young people involved, and that's always encouraging. And when you look at the growth amongst the variety of entities out there, well, I think the future looks extremely bright for the pork industry here in Missouri.
And it's fair to say there's hundreds of people here.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, we had over 800 tickets out for lunch today.
Yeah.
Our banquet was over 300 last time I checked a little bit ago, so we're going to have really good turnout for our events.
Anything you'd like to add, Don?
No, thanks for being here, Brian. Appreciate you coming down. Always a pleasure to visit.